Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Ukraine is hanging on by a thread. They have one of the, they have, frankly, the bravest and the best head of state in the entire world. Volodymyr Zelensky. I have nothing but the highest praise for him. He's the one. When the U.S. and the EU said, we can get you out and you can run a government in exile, he said, we can send transportation. He said, I want ammunition, not a ride. I want ammunition, not a ride. Now that is a leader. He has a lot of guts. However, the Russians have set up a hit list. And there's a very interesting dynamic going on. The Russian Security Service, the FSB, the Russian Federation of Security Services, I'll call it FSB, is the successor to the KGB. So think KGB. Vladimir Putin is a commie. He's a commie. He grew up, he was in the KGB, he was a colonel. His nickname was the Moth. He was a particularly brutal individual. He was stationed in East Germany in the 80s as a KGB agent. One of his daughters was born in East Germany because he and his wife were there. Of course, he got rid of his wife. He has two daughters by a wife. They enrolled in a university in Moscow under assumed names. Anyone associated with him is in danger and should be. Then he had another child with another woman. I don't know her name. I don't care about her name. So when Yeltsin took over and communism got gotten rid of, Putin said, I'm not a commie. I'm not a commie. He was a commie all his life. He still is. His true feathers are showing. And one way they're showing is there's a list, there is a group in the FSB who are opposed to this war and opposed to Putin. And the way they are making it evident, they are providing information to Zelensky and his government about what Putin's doing, including assassination attempts on Zelensky. Zelensky fought off three assassination attempts in the last 7 days. They have a list. The FSB has a list, according to our sources, not my sources, Zelensky's sources, of hundreds of people who, the minute the Russians take over, will be murdered, tortured, or put in prison. Priests, remember, the dominant church is the Ukrainian Catholic Church. The Chechenians who are fighting there are Muslims, and Putin hates the Ukrainian Catholic Church too, and they outlawed it the last time they occupied Ukraine. So there will be priests, intellectuals, members of parliament, mayors, but Zelensky is the main target. What were these three attempts? Who was it? There's a group in Russia called the Wagner Group. It's professional assassins. It's a private paramilitary group that rents itself out to assassinate people. And its owner is a guy named Yevgeny Prigozhin, P-R-I-G-O-Z-H-I-N. He has to get gotten rid of too, by the way. Get to that later. And he's one of Putin's closest friends. Putin called him and said, I want 400 people from the Wagner Group to be sent to Ukraine to assassinate Zelensky. They're presently being rented by the crooked president of Mali in Africa, ostensibly to go around to kill insurgents, but they simply go in areas that don't vote for the guy, the premier, and they just kill men, women, and children indiscriminately. They love walking through undeveloped villages with machine guns and shooting anybody they see. These are sadists. They deserve to be killed themselves. So they went into Ukraine, and unlike Mali, they look like everybody. Slavic people can look similar, obviously, and they wear Ukrainian clothes. If they have military uniforms, they're Ukrainian military. They have false identification papers, everything. And they go in to hunt Zelensky. Zelensky, believe it or not, up until a few days ago, walked around Kiev. This guy has amazing courage. Now he spends more of his time indoors. I would too. Russians are always trying to find out what building it is so they can bomb it. The Wagner Group was repulsed because of information from the FSB of people who hate Putin. Some were killed. Then the Chechenians were brought in. And the Chechenians, it's interesting, if you Google them, ethnically, when the Islamic invasions went east throughout Asia, some Asians, like in Russia or even in Chechnya, looked like they could be in Scotland or Ireland. They red beards and they look very Western. And these guys, except that they have these enormous scruffy beards and prayer caps on. And they were recruited to go in and kill Zelensky. That information also came from the FSB, but it was easier to spot them, and they were all immediately killed. Then another Wagner group went in, and that was foiled also. You have to understand something. Putin murders opponents not just in Russia. This is a targeted assassination by the Rusky Nazis to assassinate a foreign head of state. The Rusky Nazis and Putin went into England, merry old England, killed a guy with polonium poisoning, Russian, who had written a book saying that the way Zelensky got to power is what I just said a little while ago, bombing apartment buildings in Moscow, killing 350 Russians and saying it was the Chechenians, and he'd only be a strong man for a year or two and retire. They get back to democracy, and now he's still in there. It's a cancer with growth. Cancer can't speak, but if a cancer said, let me into your body, the tumor, and I'm going to get rid of some whatever, and then I'm going to leave, you don't do it. Putin is a chancre, a choriocarcinoma, a malignant tumor. And he hasn't left. He has to be excised through surgery. Now, how many assassination attempts can Zelensky ward off? And if the Russians, when they do, they simply have massive force. Ukraine is 40, 45 million people. Russia is well over 300 million people. And all they're doing, and the West is standing by and doing nothing, which is another subject we'll talk about. But God, you know, thank God, Zelensky has warded it off so far. The reaction of the Republican Party is disgusting. Donald Trump said, Putin's a genius. He said, I looked at TV, quote, and I saw he went into Ukraine. What a beautiful thing. For $2 in sanctions, he gets all that real estate. That's what Trump should be in prison for, that, for treason. Josh Hawley said we should be fighting on the side of the Russians against Ukraine. Tucker Carlson said we should support Russia over Ukraine. Now a couple of them are trying to fight to change that, and it's unbelievably hypocritical. Sean Hannity of Fox said that Putin should be assassinated. Lindsey Graham said, don't we have a modern Brutus or Colonel Stauffenberg who are competent? Brutus, if you read Julius Caesar, Shakespeare's play, you read any history, was the guy who was in on the assassination of Julius Caesar. He was stabbed in the back. And as Julius Caesar fell, the Ides of March, he said, "E tu, Brute," even you, Brutus, his friend and his supporter. Then the mob turned on Brutus and the assassins. You really should read Julius Caesar again now that you're an adult. It's very interesting. Colonel Stauffenberg was a German military officer who tried to assassinate Adolf Hitler, and he failed. He was put to death. Would that he had assassinated Adolf Hitler. But, you know, Lindsey Graham and Sean Hannity have betrayed the United States. They constantly, constantly attack the legitimacy of our president. They constantly lie in various degrees of passion and say there was something wrong with the election. Hannity is an outright fraud. Lindsey Graham is a serpentine individual who would work very well in Putin's inner circle, sucking up to everybody. He started out sucking up to John McCain. Then when Trump attacked John McCain, he sucked up to Trump. Then Trump, January 6th, came along, insurrection. Trump lost the election. He turned on Trump, tried to suck up to other Republicans. Then the polls came around, showed Trump strong. He sucked back up. He's like a blowfish, a feeder fish. He comes up with his mouth open. Lindsey Graham. Sucking back up to Trump. And he said that Moscow Mitch shouldn't even be reelected as majority leader if Trump doesn't like him. That's how bad he sucked back up to him and golfs with him. Then all this stuff comes up about the election, Trump lying about the election, and crooked little Lindsey Graham tries to do a half suck. It's very hard to suck on both people at the same time. And so what he does is Lindsey Graham, with his mouth open, goes, I'm still sucking Trump, and I'm a little concerned about Moscow Mitch, but I'm also very concerned about Putin. It's the first I ever heard of it. He'd suck up to Putin if Putin looked successful. And we can't have these guys. And then you have Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson is regularly shown on Russian TV. And he's made as the premier intellectual in the United States. It is absolutely damaging to this country for the Republican Party to be fifth columnists, fivers, fellow travelers and running dogs of people who attack democracy. Word to the Republicans, if you're listening, when you attack our president who was just elected, foreign policy disputes end at the water. There's a war going on. Shut up. Shut up. We have a president and he got elected. Voss, Gableman, shut up. We have a president who got elected. Republican Party, stop being fivers. Stop being fifth columnists. Some of you are even pro-Putin, but all of you are attacking the United States. Just shut up. Foreign policy disputes end at the water. We're all Americans. Come together. Putin is a Nazi, and he must be beaten. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.